Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time for the Cindy or Twitter question at 9:47 on a Wednesday edition, brought to you by Cindy O. HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Where are we going today, Shane?
I guess I should have waited, shouldn't I have? I mean, how many Twitter questions could we have come up with after the KUK State game?
Well, you could have come up with a bunch, probably.
That would have been a week's worth, but everybody would have been in bed when I posted it. So, you know, we're looking for hits and clicks and interactions. And, What else? Tweet activity, you know, stuff like that. We want to help out our good folks at Cindy OHRO. This was 2 or 3 days ago when I told you I had such a good day on Twitter questions popping into my head.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to a local establishment one afternoon, and a bunch of them just hatched. It was great. And this was one of them. Although the voter turnout isn't exactly telling me it's great, but I don't care that much.
That's all right.
At KFH Radio, when you think of single bar face masks, who do you think of rocking it? Gary Anderson, Nick Lowry, Joe Theismann, Garo Yeprimian.
You know who I think of?
Go ahead.
Billy Kilmer.
Okay.
I don't know why. That's just kind of who pops into my brain. But those are all good ones.
Jason
right
on Twitter said Ditka. Ditka had a single bar face mask as a tight end for the Bears.
Wow.
Mark Moseley almost made the list. He was on my original list, but all apologies to Mark Moseley and his family. I feel like the audience may not have appreciated Mark Moseley, maybe, although Garo Yeprimian's in here, but he's kind of famous for making that pass in the Super Bowl.
Right,
so, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But then that would have been Mark Moseley and Joe Theismann both on the same team. Both single bar face masks. I don't know that I'll ever be able to get Nick Lowry's almost, and help me here, think back in your mental Rolodex, that single bar face mask was also adjustable. Right? Can you remember?
Oh, yeah, it was loose.
Like, yeah, he'd tug it down down around his chin where it was guarding nothing. I mean, it wasn't keeping him from getting hit by anything. You could hit him with a P. I mean, that single bar face mask was down below his chin. But it's a close race between Joe Theismann and Gary Anderson. The Minnesota Vikings kicker, Gary Anderson, not Morton Anderson, different Anderson. So it's fairly close as far as the results of that one. Okay, here's a totally off-the-topic question because this is, I guess, as good a segment as any to bring it up. If you had to categorize drivers in Colorado as far as good drivers or bad drivers, would you put Colorado people in the top 10 or the bottom 10? And I've got a survey here. There's a method to my question here.
Let's see. I would say probably closer to the bottom instead of the top.
At 2020's best and worst states to drive in, according to a study by Wallet Hub. And I also bring it up here because here locally it's snowing. It's not a bad snow. It's big, heavy, wet, you know, slushy snow. But Colorado is 46th out of 50.
Yeah. For not surprising
worst
to me.
States for driving. And there are like 31 different metrics that they use as far as, you know, what makes a quote-unquote good state to drive in or bad. But Colorado is fifth from the bottom, Only California, Washington, Rhode Island, and Hawaii are worse states for driving.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It has to do with rush hour, average gas prices, weather, car thefts, auto insurance rates, all kinds of stuff. Kansas, by the way, is the 11th best. They just missed the top 10.
I'm going to say this right now, and obviously there's a lot of factors that make Kansas a great state to drive in,
mm-hmm.
I guess. It's not a particularly interesting state to drive in most of the time. Western Kansas, and I mean, it's pretty much a straight shot of not a whole lot, let's face it. But the roads are great.
Mm-hmm.
The roads in Kansas are fantastic, at least out on the interstate. Man, you really notice it.
Yeah.
Go from Colorado and then on one side and then Missouri on the other, and you really notice it. It's fantastic. It really is.
Well,
now, there's not as much population in Kansas, so you never have rush hour. There's no such thing as rush hour anywhere in Kansas. Maybe on the Kansas City side, but even Wichita is not bad. Right?
Look, Wichita people have zero reason to complain about driving in this city, no matter the time of day or night. You can get you want to go in this city in 20 minutes.
Regardless, it's fantastic.
It is really good.
It's fantastic.
And all you have to do is, I haven't spent quite enough time in Tulsa or Oklahoma City, but Dallas, I used to live there. Mm-hmm. That's actually a great system of highways and interstates in Dallas, but it's still a pain in the ass because the traffic. Wichita has no such problems.
No.
None.
Really doesn't.
And unless there's a sheet of ice on the ground, which, by the way, nobody can drive in that. Don't be beating your chest or bitching at people saying, oh, Kansas people don't know how to drive in the winter. Well, nobody really is very good at it, so have a heart. But all things being perfect, Wichita is a great place to get around.
Totally.
Really is.
Couldn't agree more.
There's a little bit of a sticky wicket in Old Town as far as the one-way streets, and then there's I think it's Central, that gets a little tricky down there, and it takes about three or four different turns, and you can get turned around with your directions. But beyond that, yeah, Wichita is great. And as far as overall, Kansas is 11th best states for driving. Number one is Iowa. And I assume it would have a lot to do with the rural area, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm speculating here. But best states for driving, Kansas is 11th. And Colorado is 5th from the bottom at 46.
What's the top five? What are the five best states to drive in?
Iowa's
one.
Tennessee, North mm-hmm. Carolina, hmm. Texas, for the reasons I just gave about the interstate structure,
Ooh,
I'm
God,
guessing.
Although, boy, I-35 all the way down to
and Houston's
San Antonio
a nightmare.
Is a pain in the ass.
Well, and my sister lives in Houston, and that is a brutal place to drive, the city of
down
Houston.
10.
And Nebraska is number five.
Oh, yeah, Nebraska, so easy.
There you go.
Huh. Interesting.
So don't complain, Kansas.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. All right, we'll see what Brian Haney can do to shed some light without getting into lots of detail. And appreciate that only because the Big 12 has got to do their due diligence on this, and it's going to take a while for people to unpack this. When you consider the breadth of the activity last night. So let's just roll the ball out and see where the conversation goes. Yep. Our buddy Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, coming up next. Courtesy of the Mattress Hub, we're back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.